Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Thursday, everybody. I'm excited about our show today. I got some special guests, and we're going to actually start out with them today. So I'll get to your favorite market reports and stuff like that later on in the show. But first of all, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. Hollis, 64. And Hobart, 62, 63 degrees at ceiling, 64 at slap out. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, 66 degrees at Lipscomb. Miami, you're 66, 65 at Memphis, 64 at Odell. And anyway, that's what we got going on here. All right, well, I have some special guests on the show with me today. So let me tell you a little story before we get to them. So the major from Cooperton, as I call him, Joel Heinzroth, however he says his name. Anyway, I just call him the major. Anyway, he's a real good friend of mine. And our Facebook pops up a lot on each other's page. Well, about sometime in October, might have been the end of September, but I'm thinking more like October, I seen he was working on his health, and which is good. The major, he was in the military, so was I, different times and stuff. And I got to thinking about that. You know, we talk a little bit about mental health with farmers, their wives, the workers and stuff like that. But we really never talk about the physical and the mental health. Well, I got to paying attention to his post that he was doing. And I mean, it was unreal. I quit drinking. I don't think he quit totally the hamburgers with fried onions on it, but anyway, his you could just tell in the pictures he was a happier guy, and he lost weight, he lost some inches. So I started paying attention to it, and I don't know if God meant for this to happen, but this lady, Kelsey Barhite, sent me a message and thanked me for paying attention to Joel, and don't remember exactly stuff. So guess what? We communicated, and her husband are on the show with me today. Welcome to the show, Kelsey and Lance.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
We're
Thank
happy
you.
To be here.
Yeah, so did I say that story right? That's the way that happened?
Yes, you are spot on. Yep.
And there's a... I see when you get on your Facebook page, you have a lot of people you're helping out. But, you know, Joel, what you were doing with him was wonderful. But before we get into this too deep, let's find out who Kelsey and Lance are.
All right, Lance, I'll let you introduce us.
All right. Yeah. Hey, we're the Barhites. We farm here in the heart of Iowa. We took over a family farm, I don't know, 10 years ago or so.
Yep. Fourth generation.
Fourth generation family farm. We do corn and soybeans, row crop, about 535 acres. And Dad just retired last year, so the adventure is all mine. And I'm veering off into something new. We're going to start trying organics on our acres.
Oh, cool. Tell us a little bit about that.
this year was not a good year to start playing around with something new because we got about 7 inches of rain there in April, and it messed everything up. But It was a big learning curve. Bought some tools that I'm learning how to use, some different types of farming, different marketing. It's a whole new ballgame, but it's fun. You know, it keeps me on my toes. It's something I think that smaller farmers can look into, you know, more than the corporate farmers can. It's going to take a lot more time during the summer, but I got two young boys that need to learn how to work, so we're good to go there.
So what kind of crops, what all kinds of organic crops are you are in your mindset, goals? What are you doing there?
Well, we'll stick with corn, soybeans, but this is our first year planting oats and alfalfa, just a little bit of that. So I'm getting some help from a neighbor with that, being we've never done something like that before. But there are endless possibilities up to double cropping. I've even read some stories of people triple cropping. And I think the sky's the limit. You can even get into no-till organics where you're planting into a live or just recently burned off cover crop. So that looks a little bit further down the future. I got to get my reins on what we're doing here first, and then maybe we'll look towards something bigger and better towards the future, possibly even food grade.
Awesome. So what's your thoughts? Why are you doing that? Are you thinking maybe you'll have more cash flow on the farm year round instead of just like once or twice a year when your crops come in?
Well, I don't know. The transition period is a butt kicker. That's why a lot of people don't do it. So how it really works is you have 2 years of farming organically, but you can't sell it organically. And then the third year's crop is certified.
Right.
So you're taking a bushel off on those years where you're selling it just at the market price before you get to anything special. That's why they tell you to start small, and thank God we did this year, because if we started any bigger, we would have been hurt pretty bad. But it seems over the long-term farming experience, you'll be making more dollars per acre in the long run.
Right, yeah.
That's the plan.
Because the organic thing is becoming bigger and bigger. I know I had a friend over here on the other side of the river to do the organic peanuts. So I don't know, was that last year, the year before? I don't know how that turned out. It's interesting. I love seeing it because I've said it a couple times on my show here just recently. There's a gentleman down there, a YouTuber down there in Georgia, a YouTuber farmer. And what he's doing is he's, he was just peanut Milo, and now he's doing peanuts, Milos, beans. I'm not talking about soybeans. I'm talking about, green beans and this and that. It's got a pecan orchard going on. Got a little store at his farm where you stop in there and buy stuff. And it's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys doing a lot of fun stuff across the country. And I think sometimes we can, as farmers, can get stuck in a certain mindset, especially when you see what your neighbors are doing. You just kind of roll with it. But if you get on YouTube, you can, as anybody knows, you can learn almost anything on YouTube. I remodeled my house off YouTube.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
So I'm thinking about remodeling my farming career off YouTube.
Well, I also think, that we're young enough, not even, we're close to our 40s, that we know we're totally willing to put in the work. I am, we homeschool our boys, so I'm home full time with my husband. And so, I'm willing to help work. Our boys and us, we walk beans, because it does. It takes a lot of work, and not a lot of farmers, the big ones, don't have that time or maybe just even the physical ability to do so. And so we were like, you know what, let's do this. We're young. We work really well together. So that was another kind of pushing factor for us to move this way.
Well, and you see a lot of small farms disappearing these days. So. Yes. If I can make a change to my farm now that it's going to ensure that my son has an opportunity to farm, if he so chooses, then that's something I should do.
Yes. And I started doing it. I actually went through the NRCS last year and signed up in the QIP program. And I got a high tunnel now on my place where I'm growing tomatoes and peppers and stuff on the inside of it. And there was a few reasons. I love to garden, and the wildlife was really making me mad outside.
You're so, feeding the deer.
The raccoons and whatever. The deer didn't really like the tomatoes. They just like playing soccer with them. Man, it's so wonderful. The dogs and I, between the peanuts and the high tunnel, we were out there every day. We were out there every night. We were occupied. My golf game went from three times a week to three times a month. And so, but I'm telling you, it made me feel so much better growing stuff and in there, and they look wonderful. So I see where you guys are going with this.
Oh, we started in a high tunnel 7-8 years ago or so.
On the farm.
And it was, obviously, as any fresh gardener knows, it's chaotic the first couple of years. But honestly, we're to the point now where we're seed saving. We grow a lot of our own food. We try canning, freezing, And I bet I could go in there next spring without planting anything, and I would have a garden just from all the seeds that fall on the ground.
Right. Yeah, as long as they weren't hybrids, you know. And so, but the it's just a wonderful way of life. And I know there's a lot of bigger farmers out there that don't have time for that because they got this going on, that going on there, and it's just farming, and it's a wonderful way of life. So I can say, even through the bad years. So
right, absolutely,
it is. You earn your keep with that stuff.
Well, we need to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and when we come back, let's continue this conversation. All right.
Sounds great.
All right, we're going to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Kelsey and Lance Barhite, because there's a lot of good stuff to come. We're just talking now, but we're going to get serious here in just a little bit. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Are you often wondering just how much extra nutrition to feed your cattle? Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. A useful tool to help you know just how much to feed this winter is the Oklahoma Maisonette Cattle Comfort Advisor, a great way to help protect your herd from the brutal winter weather. Let us help you with your winter feed needs. We offer bulk or by the bag, Maxi Gain, or Range Max cattle cubes. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
I wanted to quit vaping so bad, but it had this control over me. Quitting on my own didn't work. I didn't know how to be around friends who still vaped. Ditching my vape didn't work. I just bought a new one. I felt stuck and a little embarrassed. I didn't think it'd be this hard. Then I found My Life, My Quit. There was no judgment. Just a plan designed for teens like me with support from coaches who want to help. With My Life, My Quit, I finally did it. You can too. Text STARTMYQUIT to 36072 or visit MyLifeMyQuit.com. That's MyLifeMyQuit.com.
An official message from Medicare.
Medicare plans change from one year to the next. And this year, it's important for you to review your current coverage and compare all your options during Medicare open enrollment. Compare health plans, drug coverage, and costs. See if you can save some money, and don't forget to make sure your drugs are covered. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix, or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bend to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field, getting your work done.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I really think I am wound up today. I had one of those Young Living Essential Oil cough drop before the show started, and I'm fired up, ready to go, just like a drink of Dr. Pepper. Let's check out some weather out in the Texas Panhandle first. Here's some ag weather update from Wellington. 65 degrees, humidity 38, dew point 39. The winds are out of the southwest at 15 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 24. Month-to-date precipitation, 7.44 inches of rain. No red flag, no sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 55 degrees. We're on the phone from me from Iowa. Is it Iowa City?
Iowa Falls.
That's right. I'm sorry. Iowa Falls is Kelsey and Lance Barheit, and they're both farming. They both farm on their own farm. But Kelsey, you was telling me something the other day about Lance. He had an accident. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, I'll do my best to explain, but obviously he's here to fill in the gap. So it was actually in the high tunnel. He was driving some posts with the post driver, that big heavy concrete thing, and he took it too far up and missed the post and instead hit the top, and so that big heavy thing went on his head and knocked him out pretty good. Long story short, do you want to kind of explain? We ended up in the ER. He was okay. I got some stitches, the things, but what really affected him was like his mental state. I've never seen him suffer so much, and I'll let him kind of elaborate, but he is a go, go, go. We are not people that sit around. We're not people that, like to relax. Like, we always are out doing something on the farm. And he was, like, legitimately debilitated. He was on the couch, and he's not a med guy. He's not a doctor guy. So, of course, they're all like, oh, see this counselor, take this medication. And that's not him at all. And so he tried that a little bit, and nothing worked. And so I'll kind of let you kind of finish that story.
Well, it all started when, excuse me, you couldn't sleep. That's the worst part, when you go a couple of days without sleeping.
With a brain injury.
And then all of a sudden you start to get a little worried, and then the anxiety kicks in and all this other stuff. And it was a trip to Wonderland. It was not very much fun. And I know my family and my wife, they were supportive. They were fantastic during the whole time. But, you know, accidents on the farm happen, and you got two choices. You can complain and suffer with them, or you can pull yourself up and get out of them. And I wasn't going to let that keep me down. So this is really what started our journey into health, was my accident. We'd always been athletic. You know, mm-hmm. we liked to work out. It was kind of our stress reliever, but there was a big piece of the puzzle missing, and it had to do with our diet. And so I started researching online, how can I get myself out of this hole that I've been, because I'm not going down like this. And there was so much more information out there than I was led to even think was possible. I wasn't getting it in town. I wasn't getting it from people that I was talking to on the phone. And I slowly started implementing these things that I was learning, and it completely turned my situation around. And it wasn't long after that I was probably at the peak of the best fitness, best health I've ever been at in my entire life.
Can you elaborate on a couple of those things that you did change?
Oh, well.
Please tell me you didn't give up beef.
No, God, no. I'm a meat and potatoes kind
of
guy, man.
We got lots of beef here.
Okay, yeah. All right. We got that clear. Now we're good to go.
You know, honestly, so here's the hard part. We live in an awesome country. We live in a free country. But with that freedom comes a big challenge to our self-control, because we can go out and have anything we want, pretty much.
Right.
It leads to the detriment of most Americans because they don't have that self-control. I didn't have that self-control prior to this accident. That was God knocking me on the head saying, Lance, you need to wake up because you need to be here to do something for me later on. And so I got myself under control, cut sugar out completely. Sugar is the first thing that should go. And then they started working more towards less carbs, higher fat content. Now, you get scared because, well, you can't eat fat or else you're going to get fat. It's what kind of fat you're eating. And honestly, your brain is made of fat. If I suffered a brain injury, I need to repair that. My brain needs the energy that it needs. It needs nutrients that it needs. So if you get on a healthy fat diet and cut out that sugar.
Mind you, it's not like we're Nazis and we don't eat any sugar.
Oh, we still live, but
we gotta live. It's all about portion control. Oh,
yeah.
But
yeah, your conversation was hurting me. I was like,
no, we are not perfect people. No, but we would eat out all the time. We would go get coffees every day. We would have donuts. Like, you know, like cutting out some of that stuff or cutting back, because he definitely needed to just heal.
Well, during the healing process, I did cut all that out for quite a long time. And that's what made the big jump back, I think. Now, after the healing process, you know, we do live a little bit. We go out and have some treats with our kids. We have two boys. We celebrate things.
Right.
But it's in moderation. It's in self-control, you know. And it's to the point now where my son has celiac. He, at 8 years old, can go somewhere and say, I can't eat that. Here's why. And all this. We've educated him. He's a brilliant 8-year-old. And it's amazing to watch him go to these birthday parties and understand what he can and cannot eat, because he understands it.
Right. And yeah, I've noticed Joel, and man, you guys, you did wonders with him. That's all I'm going to tell you is I see it. I see it in his attitude. I see it in his face. I see he's a happier guy. And let's say his 11 inches of rain really helped his attitude a lot, too.
Oh, definitely. That's all he told me, is Oklahoma was so dry. And so when you guys got that rain, I was like, what a blessing. That's awesome for all of you down there.
Yeah. And so, I don't remember how many years ago I went to see a doctor in Oklahoma City because of my thyroids. I've always had, you know, thyroids. And so she did all these crazy blood test on me and sent them off, I think, to Atlanta or somewhere, and come back, and I was shocked what I was allergic to. And what?
Oh yeah.
So, you know, she sat down and looked me in the face. She said, I don't even know how you're alive.
Aww.
I mean, she was serious too, and she said, I don't even know how you're alive, and this and that and all that stuff. And am I perfect? No. But she gave me a list. This is what I couldn't eat. This is what I can't eat. And this here, you know, I can't have gluten. I can't have beer. I can't have whiskey because it's got gluten in it. But you can drink all the Dr. Peppers you want. Well, that was the wrong thing to tell me. Because them Dr. Peppers and that sugar did not help me. So, and I haven't been the best patient in the world on that. Doing that, but I do feel a lot better, and I went from 212 pounds to now I average somewhere between 175 and 185.
Am I
perfect? No, I like
nobody perfect.
Yeah, I gotta have me a little bread on my greasy hamburger and all this good stuff. So anyway, so man, Lance, I'm so glad that I guess you could say you saw the light when something hit you in the head, huh?
Right? Seriously.
I don't always like the way God does things, but man, his way is better than mine, that's for sure.
So you're not scared of going the high tunnel, are you?
No. You know, he didn't take my life from me. He kept it. So I'll do what he needs me to do.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could say it's a wonderful story because of good come from it.
And, yeah, right, exactly.
A lot of good did come from it.
And around your guys' area up there in Iowa, you see Iowa Falls, you're kind of right in the dead center of Iowa, aren't you? If I remember
pretty
right.
Pretty darn close, yep.
Yeah, so anyway, because I've been bird hunting up there a few times and been to Des Moines a few times up there. And what is the, do you guys hear or see of a lot of farm accidents?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they happen. Yep.
Yeah, and same thing I hear down here. You know, we try to talk about farm safety as much as we can, and you know, farmers are stubborn. I know.
Yes. Love them to death, but you are correct, man.
You know,
if
I ever find myself in a really bad situation and I have a choice to have somebody with me, I'm going to pick a farmer because they're amazing people. They're durable. They know a lot about everything. Yeah. They may not be some expert in one thing, but man, you can sure trust them to be smart, to understand the situations, to know how to do a plethora of different things. So
problem solvers. They're not complaining.
Farmers need to hold their head up high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, they do. And we have, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're a farmer or rancher, because most of my bruising and bone breaking have come from cattle. And you know, I get to thinking back on every one of them, because I've been hit pretty hard 3 times in the last, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. And I get to thinking about it, and pretty much it was all my fault. So you one thing I've learned, when you start to run from a cow that's going to nail you, is make sure there's no gopher holes in front of you. You got a clear path, and don't get in the confined space of a 10 by 10 with a cow.
So, yeah, no thanks.
Yes, a lot of accidents can be prevented, and a lot of them can't. And we're around machinery all the time. Parts are moving. Cattle are moving. Even horses can hurt you if you don't know what you're doing. And I'm a fence post driver. Who would have thought? But it it happens.
Yeah. It's just an everyday thing. That's how they get you, right?
Yeah, that's how you get you. All right, so when we come back after this break, Kelsey, let's talk about Joel. You want to?
I'd love that, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
If you'd like to tackle those home projects yourself, like building a privacy fence or spicing up the place with some landscaping, you'll need the right tools to get the job done fast. Rent what you need from DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City. They have gas-powered post hole diggers for fence building, skid steers for hauling landscape blocks, and excavators for any type of digging that needs to be done. The best thing about DJ's is the free advice. Stop by and talk to them about your next project.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
The truck you'll want to haul your Thanksgiving fixins is a new 2024 Chevrolet Silverado. And now you can save at Cummins in Weatherford, just in time to start your holidays. Receive savings on all remaining new 2024 Silverado 1500s and heavy-duty trucks. Loading up and moving out fast. Don't miss out. Excellent sales and service in Western Oklahoma. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet Buick GMC in Weatherford. I-40 in Airport Road or online at CumminsBPG.com. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. See dealer for details.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 4th. 479 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 356 brought 334. 15 at 502 brought 278. 6 at 584 brought 238. 20 at 597 brought 248. 10 at 626 brought 264. 11 at 627 brought 239. 67 at 837 brought 240. 6 head of heifers at 329 brought 280. 18 at 431 brought 283. 7 at 489 brought 233. 12 at 508 brought 248. 11 at 622 brought 235. 65 at 798 brought 227.50. 10 at 876 brought 216. Butcher cows were 109 to 135. Butcher bulls brought 82 to 149. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Camargo, Oklahoma, 65 degrees, dew point 36, humidity's at 33. The winds are out of the south at 15 with wind gust 21. 10-day rain total, 3.12 inches of rain. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 52 degrees. Sunset at 5:31, 68 and sunny today, 39 for a low tonight. Clear tomorrow, more of the same, mostly sunny and 68 degrees. Well, from Iowa Falls, Iowa, on the radio with me right now is Kelsey and Lance Barhart. And we are height, not heart, Barhart. Did I say that right the second time?
That's correct.
Yeah.
I know some Barhart, so anyway, that's why I said that. Anyway, you guys, we've been talking about farming, accidents, a little bit of mental and physical health in there. Kelsey, tell me how it got started with Joel.
Honestly, I don't even remember how Joel and I connected, but
Well, his family farm's not far from you guys, isn't it?
Yes, I know. Somehow we became friends on Facebook and kind of got a nice conversation started, and I was like, do you know my father-in-law? And I put the name, and he's like, oh my gosh, yeah, like we farmed right next to you guys and all the things. And so we kind of started that connection, and he had noticed what I do for a living and helping other people reach their health goals, getting to a healthy weight, getting off medication, all the things. And he, you know, Joel, bless his heart, he just spilled his heart out to me because he's been through a lot, as many of us are. We all have a story. And I was like, Joel, let's connect. Let's get some changes going. And so he trusted me enough. And we got started on one of our programs, really focusing on his health, his physical health, his habits. It was his choice to quit alcohol, quit drinking alcohol, because that was an issue for him. And he's done absolutely phenomenal. And he is one that loves other people. And one of his, I feel like, ways to show that love is to help out in any way. So he sends me pictures of bringing people pizzas and Shiner and all these things. And he's like, I didn't have any. And so it's cool to celebrate those things, because it's not a finish line. You know, it's a journey working on our health, physical, mental, all of it. So that's kind of our background on how I met him and what he's up to.
Well, when it comes to physical health, there's not too many farmers. There's a few. There's not a lot of farmers or ranchers that head to town every morning, go to the gym, work out, because they work hard at the farm already. And when it's like me, for example, I come in, I'm tired. I care less about, hey, I'm going to go out. I'm not going to go out there and you know, go running, lift some weights and do this and do that. And I'm tired already. So since you're married to a farmer, tell us what's going to be the secret to getting a farmer, no matter our rancher, no matter what his age is, to think about his physical health.
That's a great point. And we have pigs here. I know cattle is big for you guys, but here is pigs. There's actually more head of pig as there are people in the state of Iowa.
I believe that.
So that's how Lance and I met, actually. We were dating, and what did he do? I went and did chores and loaded pigs with him for years and years and years.
Is that what you did on your date?
Seriously. And you know what?
Lance, I did it with you're a smile. Such a stud.
I love this man enough to do that. And again, I am not scared to get, you know, dirty and roll up your sleeves. But anyway, it's not all about exercise. Exercise is 20%, nutrition is 80%. And that's what a lot of people don't understand, is they're like, oh, you know, I got to hit the gym, I'm going to get a gym membership January 1st. They said, no, like, as long as you're moving your body, and again, as farmers, I can't even begin to name all the things that we do every single day that require a lot of physical strength, and some days more than others. And so that's not the issue, because farmers overall, even if they have, you know, a couple extra layers of unnecessary or unwanted fat, they still have a ton of muscle and strength under there. Okay. But where true health comes is that nutrition piece. And so many farmers go into the diner in the morning and have their bacon and eggs and maybe skip meals all day long because they're too busy, right? They don't got time to go in and eat.
Yeah, I know a guy like that.
And then they're eating super late at night because they don't, you know, you might as well work while there's daylight and you got a chore and you got to do all the things. So really what it comes down to, I feel for so many people, but especially farmers, is nutrition and making sure that you're getting things. And you're so busy, it's hard, you know, and that's where our programs are so simple. Like, I have a lot of farmers and I have a lot of over-the-road semi-drivers as my male clients, that they'll just complain, I don't have time to make stuff. I ain't got time. I'm stopping at a gas station. No, I'll help you.
And it works. It's working. I see your clients on your Facebook page, and I know one of them. So anyway, you could just, man, even if he's not better looking, he looks happier.
So. Oh, I think he's so handsome, but yeah.
Oh, now you're not going to get me to say that about him. He was an officer in the military. I was an NCO, so we're done.
That's funny.
So, he's a wonderful person. Him and his son come over and visit me one day when I was selling some corn out here in Westtown, and they come out, he's such a nice guy. That's all there is to it.
He is. He's an awesome guy. Yeah. And I'm so lucky that our paths have crossed and I had that opportunity to help him. And we're still working, you know, because like I said, it's not like, oh, I want to weigh 200 pounds. We're done when once we reach 200. Like, my clients get me, like, forever more, however long they need support, because it's not just a finish line. You know, being healthy is a lifestyle. It's not just I want to quit. That's why Lance and I said, like, we're not the crazy people who don't have sugar and you don't have this and that. Like, we still have it, but it's in moderation because our habits are so ingrained and we know how good we feel when we're eating healthy. And we also worry about down the road. You know, we're approaching 40 and we know what we're doing now to our body affects us when we're 50 and 60. And I ain't got time to be in the hospital and doing doctor visits and taking medications. That's just not something I want to do.
Well, just keep Lance out of the high tunnel. You don't have to worry about it. No, and so what one food can you think of off the top of your head is so good to have with you all the time to help you with some of that, you know, when you are busy and you're out on the tractor and you got to be out there from daybreak to dark at night, and instead of stopping or having a bag full of just crazy foods, what one piece of food right off the top of your head gives you a little bit of up and nutrition and it's good for you?
Oh, the first thing I'm going to say is not even food, it's water. You need to be drinking plenty of water throughout the day. If you're not well hydrated, then nothing in your body's working properly. The second thing I would say is protein. Get some jerky, get some meat in you.
Hard-boiled eggs,
yeah, something like that.
We have a lot of that at our house.
And then followed by that, especially if you don't have time to eat, the last thing you want to do is feed your body sugar last second when it's starving already. So you want to get maybe some nuts, something with a high good fat content to it in the cab with you.
Right. Peanuts? Are you talking about peanuts?
We do a lot of cashews and almonds at our house. Yeah,
come on, guys. We're peanut farmers around here.
Yeah.
I know, and I think that's so cool. Now that I've met you and I feel like I have a deeper connection to Oklahoma, I want to come visit because that is totally something we've never seen or experienced, and I think that is so cool.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you some if you want some. I got some raw ones.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah. Kelsey, text me your address, and I'll send you some up there.
Cool.
Yeah, and then you decide what you want to do with them. Eat them raw, boil them, do whatever you want with them, bake them, whatever. It's pretty good.
I didn't know you could do all that.
Yeah, and we'll get that up there. Or maybe Joel's going up there sometime in the near future. Maybe we can bring you a lot more than what I can put in the mail. So
there you go.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and since we're talking about him, there's probably people calling asking for his autograph right now. Kelsey, how do people get a hold of you to get started with you to help them to a better, healthier life?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So I have two ways of contact. I have my Facebook, and my name, you can just find me on there, is Kelsey, which is K-E-L-S-E-Y. Last name is Barhite, B as in boy, A-R-H-I-T-E. Or my cell phone. I'm an open book. It's 641-373-4172. And like I said, like, To me, men are the best because you guys don't have hormonal issues. So men lose weight really, really fast. My husband, Lance, and I both did our program almost 3 years ago now. Bless his heart. He lost 20 pounds in the course of about a month, maybe even less than that. It took me 10 weeks to lose my 35 pounds, and we haven't looked back.
Were you cheating with the food? Is that why it took so long?
No. If you understand the makeup of a female versus a male, like, man, it's slower with us. Boys, like, they sneeze and they'll lose half a pound. It's just not fair.
And honestly, Jimmy, if you looked at me before I did program, you would say that guy doesn't need to lose any weight. But I lost 20 pounds, and I didn't even realize how much internal inflammation I had going on. Like, when I look at pictures now of my past, I just look bloated. But I didn't look bloated because that was just me.
Yeah.
But now I'm thin, and you wonder how those actors get so thin and look so good on the screen. They eat healthy, and they get rid of all their inflammation. And visceral fat is a big one, too.
Or they can add it, too.
Yeah, right?
Well, nobody's photoshopping me.
That's the thing, too, though, is, like, yes, it's great to look good and have confidence, but 9 times out of 10, most farmers are like, I don't care, you know? That's not a huge push for them. But what I really care about is you feeling good, you having the good energy, and you truly looking at your overall health. Because when we are considered overweight or obese, that is where the illnesses, the diseases, the cancers, the type 2 diabetes, all of that comes creeping in the longer that we have a not great, you know, health and not great habits as far as our nutrition goes. So that is my big push is, yeah, it's great to drop some pounds, but 9 times out of 10, it's because we need to. And I hate those clients when I get them and they're like, I'm desperate, you know, I just got diagnosed with diabetes and all the things. I'm like, I would love to talk to you before that if we can and prevent those conversations.
Right. And if you feel good about yourself, or even if you just feel good, your mental health is so much better, because you guys know as well as I do, and a lot of my listeners out here, it doesn't matter whether you're a farmer or a rancher, when stuff happens, the like right now, our grain market prices just stink. The cattle market's good. 3-4 years ago, it wasn't. And we go through so much, and depression. I've been depressed. I'm not going to lie. I've been depressed. Like, okay, my land payment was $28,000, and my calves have been bringing $35,000 a year. Now they're not even worth $20,000. Where am I going to come up with that money for the rest of my land payment?
Yep.
And plus, on top of it, I got to feed them.
Right.
And or I got a tractor payment that's due, and my crop it's not doing very good because it ain't rained in 90 days or something like that. I mean, there's something going on. I guess if you feel better, I'm thinking if you feel better, you're just going to go, I got this. We'll get through it, you know?
True that. But you also got to realize you put the inputs into your cattle, your crop that they need. You put the stuff into your tractor that it needs to keep you making money, right?
Right.
But farmers oftentimes forget about themselves. You've got to give your body what it needs to keep going. Because I can guarantee you on the day that you're going to die, the last thing you want is to worry about your inputs and stuff. The one thing you want is more time. And you start buying yourself more time by taking care of yourself now.
Right. And so, Kelsey, Lance, one of you guys answer this. What do you think about the people that help the farmers and the ranchers, like the mechanics, the dealerships, the feed stores, the whole list goes on, and they need to think about this too, huh?
Oh, 100%. They play a vital role. Every one of those people that you just named has a super crucial role in keeping agriculture going, right?
Right.
They all play huge roles, and so all of us, like Lance said, like, we truly need to be at our best, right? In order to be the best at our calling or our, like, for us, it's husband and wife, mother and father, brother, sister. There's just so much, and I don't know if that Lance has touched on this yet, but everything that goes on in our brain is done in our gut, right? So if we're feeding it sugar and bad things, that's where a lot of my clients I see have that connection of the depression, the anxiety, all the other issues that come with it. It's because our gut is not being fed the proper nutrition to make that feel good. So a lot of times my people with like chronic depression, anxiety, if we get their nutrition and their gut back to normal where it should be, a lot of times that alleviates a ton of their depression, anxiety, and they're like, I am so happy, I feel like a new person, you know, and nothing changed in their personal life, but because they actually cared enough about their nutrition, which then turns, goes from your gut to your brain. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes a 100 or 1,000% sense, and I appreciate that going on, because it's just, like I said, I don't know, it is, when I seen Joel on that and doing that back in, well, I guess early October, I'm thinking he just started that, and I was letting there going, hey, I never thought about this for my show and myself. You know, I try, my wife, God bless her, is she knows how to take care of herself, and I follow a little bit, not a whole lot, I'm not gonna lie, and but a couple months ago, I've decided, a lot of things happened this year to me, and I decided a couple months ago, I'm going to eat a little bit of this and eat a bit of this. I'm trying right now to convert myself over 100% to being a healthier person. I'm hard-headed. I'm 63 years old, and I'm not going to do it in a month. So this time next year, when you and I and Lance talk, guess what? I'll be a different person.
I love it.
I got a challenge for you, Jimmy.
All right.
So, do you know what fasting is?
Yes.
Okay. If you can work yourself up, and don't start off big, start small, but if you can work yourself up to making it at least 24 hours with a fast, you're talking about the anxiety, depression, and making big decisions and wondering what's going to happen. Your mental clarity will be so improved, it's astonishing. You won't be worried about anything anymore, because you'll be figuring out your answers that you need. It's amazing what a 24 to 48 hour fast will do. Now, you got to take it slow. It's not something you throw your body into all at once.
Can I do it after my colonoscopy?
You're already smart. You got to figure it out.
No, but like so many people too, like we fast every Sunday. So Saturday into then Sunday, Saturday night you start. But you can't start a fast with, like, if we would go out to a greasy pizza joint and have beer. You know, like you should make sure that you're eating really, really well
before
prior
you start.
To that
okay,
fast.
Cool. I'm you're glad you said that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's super important to actually do it the correct way.
And it's the same when you break the fast, too. You got to eat something good. Eat small, you're going to be starving, probably. Actually, if you do it right, you won't be hungry. But when you break a fast, that's why they call it breakfast. Eat a good meal to break your fast. It makes all the difference in the world.
Okay, cool. That's great information. Man, I'm so glad you guys come on today. And I hate we got it in our conversation, but it was so... it was interesting because I got to talk to a farmer and his wife and learn what they got going on in Iowa, just about that. And then when you get hit in the head with a post driver, things go down. And all of a sudden, Lance, you can hear it in your voice. You're big on life. And so is Kelsey. I don't mean to take her out of the picture, but we're talking about a guy who got hit in the head and knocked out with a fence post driver. And then to talk to you now, you're just like, yeah, you know, 100 mile an hour. So,
well, we all got a purpose. So I got to wait to find out what it's changing all the time. I know what it is right now today, though. That's being a father and a husband.
Right. And Kelsey, tell everybody one more time how they can get a hold of you, find you.
Absolutely. I'm on social media, so I have Facebook and Instagram. Search my name, Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y, last name Barhite, B as in boy, A-R-H-I-T-E, or my direct cell phone anytime, guys, is 641-373-4172. Whether this is for you, your spouse, your best friend, your mechanic, you know, anyone, I would love to serve you guys, and talking with me is completely free. So reach out anytime.
Now, is your title, did I read it right? A whole health transformation coach. Is that right?
Yep. So I'm a certified health coach. Yep. I help people with nutrition, habits, and then Lance and I, because he's amazing with physical health. We work with clients that way too, if that's something that they're wanting. But again, when you're dealing with farmers, number one, they don't have the time, but number two, they're physically exhausted from their job every day anyway. So they've got that part covered.
No, So are you guys Iowa Hawkeye fans?
No, sir.
You're not? What are you?
Iowa State Cyclones.
Oh, so are you still a fan of Caitlin Clark?
Absolutely.
Oh, we go for all Iowa.
Yeah. When they play each other.
Well, she has the same last name as me. Somewhere we're probably kin down the line. I don't know that for sure. But anyway.
No, you should go introduce yourself. Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you guys so much, and you have a wonderful day, and God bless.
God bless Oklahoma. Thanks, guys.
All right, see ya. All right, let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, I might have time to talk. Anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name's Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Mommy, want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let Mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I have a few minutes left here. Again, thank you so much, Lance and Kelsey Barhite, for coming on today to talk talk about themselves and what's going on in the world. Let's check out some weather. Let's check out some Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather for southwestern Oklahoma, I picked big town of Hobart. 65 degrees, dew point's 39, humidity's 38. The winds are out of the south at 15 miles an hour. 2.11 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 57. Sunset at 5:31, 68 and sunny today, 42 and clear tonight, and 68 and sunny tomorrow. Just beautiful weather. Well, the music is getting ready to play. It's playing. A couple quick things. Big Elk TV coming up Friday. What time is it? 7 o'clock. Starts at 7 o'clock. Playoff, Elk City and Tuttle. Arapahoe Butler. Friday also. Basketball, Leedy at Cheyenne. Hammond at Eric. Good stuff going on. Have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sarah.